Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Rob, you know, we've gotten fewer customers here at our drugstore ever since the renovations began. What do you think we can do to increase sales?
Since there are so many people working on the building, most customers probably think our drugstore is closed. Why don't we put up a huge banner announcing that we're still open?
That's a good idea. We could make it brightly colored and hang it over the front door. That should let customers know that they can come into the store.
Let's have Peter design it. He majored in graphic design at college, and the work he has done in that field is pretty impressive. He made a fantastic logo for our store.
Number 32. Where is the conversation taking place? Number 33. What does the man suggest doing? Number 34. According to the man, what field is Peter good at? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation. Thanks for dropping by my office, Leslie. You know, I've been reviewing the sales data, and I noticed you sold many more vehicles than any other salesperson here at our dealership. I'm also impressed with how friendly you are with the customers and your extensive knowledge of the cars you sell.
Well, customer service is crucial, so I need to be able to answer any question in a friendly manner.
I agree. So, I'd like to offer you a job as the assistant manager here. What do you think?
Wow, what a surprise. Can I think about it a bit?
Sure. Here's an information sheet listing your duties. It also contains information on the salary and benefits you'd get. How about giving me an answer by Friday?
Of course, I can do that.
Number 35. What type of business do the speakers most likely work at? Number 36. What do the speakers say they think is important? Number 37. What does the man give to the woman? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Helen, did you realize the city just updated the city building codes? We're going to have to study them closely before we start constructing any more homes or buildings, since there are a lot of new safety regulations.
I glanced over them and noticed they're a bit complicated. We should have a training session to let all our architects know how they've changed.
I like that idea. How does Thursday sound? Do you have any free time to help me review the updated regulations with them in the afternoon?
I have time, but some of our architects don't. They'll be meeting a prospective buyer all day long then.
Number 38. What is the main topic of the conversation? Number 39. What does the woman suggest doing? Number 40. What does the woman say the architects will be doing on Thursday? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
I hope both of you enjoyed your meal. Can I interest you in the dessert menu?
That would be great. I love the raspberry cheesecake here at this restaurant. I wish you weren't located so far from our office. Does the owner plan to open a second location in the city?
Yeah, that would be great. If you had a branch downtown, we'd eat there at least once a week.
As far as I know, there aren't any plans to open a restaurant there. But you know what? The chef just published a cookbook, and it contains most of our popular recipes.
That's nice. I'd like to buy one.
We have a bunch by the front door. I'll bring one for you to look at.
Thanks so much.
Number 41. Who most likely is the woman? Number 42. What do the men ask about? Number 43. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Hamilton Stationery. How may I be of assistance?
Hello. I ordered 10 boxes of copy paper from your store last Friday, and they were just delivered. Unfortunately, 3 of the boxes were wet, so the paper is ruined.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I think it happened during delivery. Anyway, can I have the damaged boxes replaced?
Definitely. There will be no charge for that. Could you tell me your order number, please?
Number 44. What did the woman recently do? Number 45. What is the purpose of the woman's call? Number 46. What does the man ask for? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Thanks for coming as soon as I called, Brett. Your work crew just installed the reception desk we ordered from your store, but there's a big problem you should know about.
Oh? Well, we strive to take good care of our customers, and you're one of our best, so show me what the problem is, please.
Take a look at these scratches. I didn't notice them until the desk had been installed. You know, this is the first place that visitors always come.
This simply won't do. We need to remove this desk and replace it with another one. Let me call the store and make the arrangements for a delivery this afternoon. Number 47. What are the speakers discussing? Number 48. Why does the woman say?
This is the first place that visitors always come.
Number 49. What will the man do next? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation with 3 speakers.
The selection committee will be meeting next week to decide on the Employee of the Year here at the Research Institute. There are lots of great candidates. Have you reviewed the information on the nominees yet?
David Harris has an impressive year. He had 3 patent applications accepted.
What about the researcher down in the lab?
Sylvia Fern. She discovered a new pharmaceutical that could earn hundreds of millions of dollars for us in the future. She'd be a great choice.
The committee won't have an easy time making a selection. I'm glad I have some time to consider my vote.
Number 50. Where is the conversation taking place? Number 51. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 52. Why is the man relieved? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation. Ramona, you were assigned to write an article about the huge craft fair this weekend by our newspaper editor-in-chief, right?
That's right. Why do you ask about that?
One of my friends has his own clothing line, and he'll be selling shirts and eco bags he designs at the craft fair. If you're looking for vendors to interview about the fair, he'd be glad to talk to you.
I'd love that. I'm interviewing the event organizers Friday, but I don't have any interview appointments with participating vendors scheduled yet.
Here's his phone number. He'd be happy to speak with you. Number 53. What is the woman's job? Number 54. What does the man's friend do? Number 55. What does the woman receive from the man? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Sam, let me give you an overview of the work your remodeling team will be doing today. Let's go to the living room.
Wow, check out the wallpaper. It must be decades old. It looks really out of place considering the new design of the home.
The carpet is even worse. It's in poor condition, and it doesn't go with the modern look of the redesign we've planned for this house at all. That's why I need you to pull it out today and then sand the wooden floor beneath it.
Okay. You know, this room is pretty big. Are we still planning to put tiles in the bathroom today?
Not anymore. Now that I see the size of the living room, I'm going to move the bathroom job to tomorrow.
Number 56. What is the main topic of the conversation? Number 57. What does the man mention about the wallpaper? Number 58. What does the man imply when he says,
"This room is pretty big"?
Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation. Sue, you know a lot about computers. I'm having problems getting this accounting software to run.
You are using the latest version of the software, aren't you?
Yes, I installed it about half an hour ago, but I don't think that's the problem. Whenever I click on the Save button, the program crashes and all the data I input gets deleted.
That's peculiar. Let me see. Wow, it just happened to me too. It sure isn't saving. Sorry, but I'm not sure what the problem is.
Thanks for trying. I'll call Steve in the help desk and find out what he recommends I do. Number 59. Why does the man say, "Sue, you know a lot about computers"? Number 60. What did the man do 30 minutes ago? Number 61. What will the man probably do next? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and schedule.
Good morning, Patricia. Do you have some time to speak about the new internship program we're going to be starting? I have some ideas to share with you.
Why don't we meet next week, Harold? Just so you know, I'm going abroad on Wednesday to meet our new clients in Russia.
Okay. How does Tuesday sound? I've got to give a presentation in the morning, but I have some free time in the afternoon.
Sure. I have plenty of time then.
Great. I have a conference call later on, but I can meet you right before it begins.
Perfect.
In that case, I'll email you a meeting invitation now.
Number 62. According to the woman, what will happen on Wednesday? Number 63. Look at the graphic. When will the speakers most likely get together? Number 64. What does the man say he will do? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and event calendar. Thank you for waiting. Here's your museum membership card and a schedule of our upcoming fall lectures.
Thank you.
Since you're a member, you can attend all the lectures we offer for free. But you need to book a seat since space is limited.
Okay. Can I get a seat for the lecture on Egyptian architecture on September 29th?
Sorry, but it's fully booked. Actually, the next lecture we have seats available is the one on the Roman Empire.
Great, I'd like to attend it.
Your seat has been reserved. Oh, there's a special lecture about to start now if you're interested, and a few seats are still available. Eric Lopez, a local professor, is speaking about his latest book on South American pyramids. Number 65. Why can the woman attend museum lectures for free? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which date does the woman reserve a seat for? Number 67. What will Eric Lopez talk about? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and map.
Hello, I volunteer to take pictures for today's 20-kilometer cycling race, and someone at the registration area told me to speak with you regarding where I should go.
Oh, great. Thanks for your assistance. Here's a course map. I want you to take photos of the cyclists as they approach the 10-kilometer mark.
Okay, I'll go there now to set up my equipment.
Perfect. When the race ends, please transfer all the image files to our website.
Number 68. What will the woman do at the cycling race? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Which intersection is the woman supposed to go to? Number 70. What is the woman asked to do after the race?